police, Georgia wife and her foreign lover plotted to kill former Auburn football player husband. By Elaine Mallon on July 30, 2023. Robert Shiver, a former Auburn Tiger football player, and his former cheerleader wife Lindsay appear to have the perfect life. With their three beautiful sons, a $2.5 million home in Georgia, and a vacation home in the Bahamas, until Lindsay, her 28-year-old foreign lover, and a hitman were arrested for conspiring to kill Robert. Bahamian authorities arrested Lindsay, 36, her lover Terrence Bethel, 28, and hitman Farron Newbold, 29, in Abaco after responding to a call of an alleged break-in at Grabber's Bar and Grill on Guana, Bahamas Court News reported. Police went through the app WhatsApp on one of the suspects' phones and found messages detailing plans to kill Lindsay's husband. On July 16, 2023 at Abaco, while being together did, with a common purpose agree to commit an offense, namely the murder of Richard Shiver, a police report read. The three were then flown to Nassau, Bahamas, and appeared before a judge and were not required to enter a plea, WTVY reported. They will return to court on October 5. After Robert found out about Lindsay and her young lover, he filed for divorce. The couple were due in Thomas County Superior Court on July 20. The college sweethearts first met in a fitness class in 2007. So thankful for that fitness class 13 years ago that brought us together and all of the love, laughter, and life we have created ever since. I love you, babe. Cheers to many more, Lindsay wrote in the caption of a 2020 Instagram post. Robert played as a snapper for the Auburn Tigers from 2006 to 2008, and Lindsay was a cheerleader. Prior to chanting cheers, Lindsay was a pageant queen, and was named Miss Houston County in 2005 and placed second in the National Peanut Festival pageant that year. Following college graduation, Robert was a free agent with the Atlanta Falcons but was cut before the 2009 season started. He now serves as executive vice president of Senior Life Insurance Company in Thomasville, Georgia. While Lindsay's plan luckily unraveled, children's book author Corey Richens was charged for murdering her husband after she put fentanyl in his Moscow Mule last year, Breitbart News reported.